This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabon. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. It's your favorite time of the week, besides the imponderables, and besides all the other learning sessions. Daf HaShavua, Masechet Ksubos, Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis. Here we go. Gufa. We learned earlier. Amar Rebbe said, Bas Hanizoinis Min Ha'achin. A daughter that is supported from the brothers, Noitelas Isur Nechasim, takes her 10%. I spoke at a Toisus Yom Tov, the first time we were learning, Samach Ches Amud Aleph, that we inherit Hashem in this world like a daughter, 10%. That's why we were Zeichet HaEretz Yisrael, the 31 kings, which is 10% of the Shayo Elamais. So Rebbe's opinion is that a daughter inherits from the brothers 10%. Amru Loi LeRebbe. So the rabbi said to Rebbe, L'dvarecha, according to you, what if you have 10 daughters? Mishesh Le Eser Banois, so Ben, let's say you have 10 daughters and one son, Ein Loi LeBen, B'makim Banois. Then the son doesn't have anything in the place of the daughters. Klum. Amar Lahen, so Rebbe said, no, you missed it. Kachani Amar, this is what I say. Rishoyna Noitelas Yisr Nechasim. The first girl takes 10%, takes 10. Shnia B'mash Sheshaira. The second one takes 9, because 90 are left. Shlishis, the third one, 8. B'mash Sheshaira. V'choiz Rois, V'cholkos V'shava. And then they divide equally. So basically, 10 and 9, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 is 60 and a half, right? So that means after they each take 6, after they do 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, then they divide it equally, that each one takes 6 and a half. Says the Gemara, is that what happens? They divide it equally? But kol chada v'chada denavsha shakla. Each one took their own. The first one that got married was entitled to 10. The second one that got married was entitled to 9. Why should she then forfeit? Why should the girl who got married first forfeit 3.5 to someone else? It's a takana drabbanan that you get Yisr Nechasim. Says the Gemara, no, enechanami. If they get married one at a time, then they divide it 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But if they all get married at the same time, then hachi kamar, imbo kulam, lihinase ka'achas, if they all come to get married at the same time, cholkois b'shaveh, they divide equally. They divide equally, meaning they make believe like they were taking 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, basically, and then they divide it 6.5. They view it as if they were all getting married 10, 9, 8, 7, 1 at a time. So as if they were taking 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then they divide it equally where everyone gets 6.5. Says Gemara, Masayi Leila Rav Masna, this supports Rav Masna, Dam Rav Masna, in Bo Lihinase Kulam Ka'achas, if they all get married at the same time, Noilois Iser Echa, they take 1/10. They take 1/10. Iser Echa Tzakadaitach. You think they take 1/10? Ela Noilois Iser Kecha, they take the 10th simultaneously. Fine. Tan Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Habanois, girls, Bain Bagru Achle Nisu, whether they become a Bagaris before they do Nisuin, Ubain Nisu Achle Bagru, or whether they do Nisuin before they become a Bagaris, Ibdu Mazainoisayan, they lose their ability to be supported from the father's estate, whether they became a Bagaris before Nisuin, or whether they do Nisuin before they become a Bagaris, they lose Mazainois. And they don't lose their dowry, Divrei Rebbe. This is the opinion of Rebbe. This is the opinion of Rebbe. They lose their mezonos and they don't lose their parnasa. Reb Shimon Elazar, they lose their mezonos because that's what the father writes, that I will support my daughters after my death, either until they become a bagaras or until they're married. So once a woman either becomes a bageres or she has nesuin, she loses mezainos, but she doesn't lose the dowry. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, af ibdu parnasasan, they even lose their dowry. So they lose their mezainos and they lose their dowry. Now, if they lose their dowry, how is anybody going to marry them? Ketzad heinoisai, so what do? Soichreis lehen balam, they rent husbands. What does that mean? They basically convince men to marry them before they become a bageres, and provide them their parnasa. Once they do nesuin, they lose the dowry. So how are they supposed to get married? They basically have to incentivize their nesuin. Because if they become a bageres, they lose the dowry. If they do nesuin, they lose the dowry. So they basically have to pay off some guy to marry them. Amar Rav Nachman.
Very romantic.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's how it always is. That's how it works. She's gonna have.
They're trying to become American. That you marry, and then after they get their papers, they separate, right? They stay married.
Right. Yeah. No. They stay married. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Right. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Amar li Huna. Huna told me, Hilchasa k'Rebbe. The halacha is like Rebbe." Okay. So Rav Nachman said. Huna said, the halacha is like Rebbe. What does it mean, the halacha is like Rebbe? That whether they become a bageres, or whether they do nesuin before, they lose mezonos, they don't lose their dowry. Rebbe's opinion is that a bageres or a nesua does not lose their dowry. And Rav Nachman said, Huna told me, the halacha is like Rebbe. Battery, time out. Here we go. Okay, so Huna told me the halacha is like Rebbe. Eisei Rav l'Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman, really, is the halacha like Rebbe? That a woman who is a bageres or nesua does not lose her dowry? So Rava asked Rav Nachman, the Mishnah said, Yisoyma shes yasa ima, Yisoyma, whose mother married her off, ayachiha, or her brother midaita with her consent, v'kasvula b'me'ay b'chamishim zuz, and they wrote her a shvacha dowry. Yichayla hi mishatagdil, when she grows up, she has the ability lahitzi miyadam to extract from them, from the father's estate, masharoy lahinasein, what he was fit to give, which means she is not meichel the dowry. She gets the dowry. Why does she get the dowry? The case is because she's a katana. The reason why she gets the dowry in the Mishnah is because she's a katana and she's not capable of being meichel. But if she would have been older, time a diktana. But what if she would have been a nara or a bageres, hagedoyla, vitra? She loses the dowry. It's a kashan Rebbe. The Mishnah clearly says that the only reason she retains the dowry is she's not capable of being meichel because she's a katana. But if she would have been a bageres, she would be meichel the ksuba. She'd be meichel the dowry. Right? You hear the stira. The Mishnah says that the only reason she retains the dowry is because she's a katana. But a bageres would lose the dowry, and Rebbe says, no, a bageres does not lose the dowry. Says Gemara, like Kasha Hadam Achai Hadolayim Achai. Here it's talking about where she protests. Here it's talking about where she doesn't protest. When Rebbe says that a bageres doesn't lose the dowry, it's talking about where she protests and says, I want the dowry. In the Mishnah, where she, a bageres, would lose the dowry, it's talking about where she does not protest. She doesn't protest, she loses the dowry. Rebbe's talking about where she protests. Says Gemara Chinami Mestabra. It's logical that Rebbe's talking about where she protests. The Imkain, because otherwise, Kasha the Rebbe, Ad the Rebbe. There's this Astir Menei Abay and Rebbe. The Tani went to Rice, Rebbe Omer, Bas Hanizonis Min Achin. A daughter that's supported by the brothers, Noitels Isser Nechasim. She gets a dowry. Nizoinus in. That's only if she is a katana and she's being fed. Shein and Nizoinus, but if she's not being supported, lai. She doesn't get the dowry. Here, Rebbe is saying explicitly that a gedoyla does not get a dowry. Aye, but Rebbe said that a boigeres gets a dowry. So it's not just a stira between Rebbe and the Mishnah that implies that a boigeres loses the dowry. It's not just a stira between Rebbe and a stam Mishnah. It's a stira between Rebbe and Rebbe. Because Rebbe says that a gedoyla loses the dowry. Because only a woman who's nizoinus, a katana, gets a dowry. Otherwise, she doesn't get a dowry. Must be Rebbe's talking about al shmamina had machoy hadolay machoy shmamina. Rebbe that says if a geras gets a dowry is talking about where she was protesting. Okay. New shtickle. Sort of. Amar le Ravina le Rava. Ravina says to Rava. Amar lan Rav Adabar Ava Mishmecha. Ravina says to Rava. Rava, I have something nice I want to tell you. Rav Adabar Ava would say in your name, Rava, Bagra ina tzricha limchais. Ravina says to Rava, Ravina says to Rava that Rav Adabar Ava says in your name, Rava, Bagra ina tzricha limchais. If she becomes a boigeres, she doesn't have to protest. She still is entitled to her dowry even if she doesn't protest. Niseis, if she does nesuin, ena tzricha limchais. She also doesn't have to protest. But bagra, meaning if she becomes a boigera, she doesn't have to protest to get her dowry. If you do nesuin and she's not a boigeras, she also doesn't have to protest. Bagra v'niseis, if she became a boigeras and then she does nesuin, if she wants to get her dowry, tzricha limchais. She has to protest. Only a woman who is both a full-fledged boigeres and she's doing nesuin, if she wants to get a dowry, she has to protest. Says Gemara, Mi'amar Rava, Hachi, did Rava say this? That a regular woman does not have to protest? But v'ha esei Rav l'Rav Nachman. But Rava, just above, asked on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, that the halacha is like Rebbe. Remember when Rav Nachman said the halacha is like Rebbe? That a woman gets, that a boigeres gets a dowry. And then Rava asked on Rav Nachman, what do you mean? Only a katana gets a dowry, a boigeres does not. And Rava, and that was the kasha Rava asked on Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman says, you know, it's true. You know when Rebbe says that a gedoyla doesn't get a dowry? It's talking about where she doesn't protest. So that means that a boigeres has to protest. And here we're learning that Rava said, Vageres doesn't have to protest. Says Gemara, Mi Amar Rava, Hachi Vaha Esrei Rav Ram Nachman. Rava asked Ram Nachman, Yesoima, the case of a Yesoima, where there she gets a dowry, but a Gedoyla does not. And Rav Nachman said back to Rava, Vashani Lei Hada Machi Hada Lei Machi. Rav Nachman said, you know when a boigeres does not get a ksuba? does not get a dowry when she doesn't protest. And Rav accepted that answer. That means Rav holds that a begeres has to protest. So it's a stira. Rava said, Rava implied earlier a begeres has to protest. And here he's saying, begeres ain't sricha a limchais. Says Gemara, it depends, like Kasha, haduka mitzani minayo, haduka mitzani minayo. Depends if her brothers are supporting her. If her brothers are supporting her, then she doesn't have to protest. You know why? Because it's a little bit embarrassing for her. Here they are, they're feeding her, they're supporting her. So she's going to get a dowry even if she doesn't protest, because she's embarrassed to protest. You can't have a taina on her, she should protest. She doesn't have the gall while her brothers are supporting her to say, hey, I want my dowry. I want my dowry from dad. She has some dignity. She's embarrassed to tell her brothers who are supporting her, and you know what, and I want my dowry. So therefore, if she doesn't protest, she'll still get it. But if the brothers are not supporting her, and she has nothing to lose by not protesting, then she's required to protest. That's when Rava said earlier that... That only a ketana gets a dowry, a gedoyla doesn't get a dowry because she doesn't protest. That's where the brothers are not supporting her. Says Gemara, ha demachi ha deka mitzina minaya. There it's talking about where she's being supported, and therefore she doesn't have to protest. And earlier, ha delaika mitzina minaya, where they're not supporting her, she does have to protest. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Amar Rabbi, Parnasa ina ketanaya ksuba. A woman collecting a dowry is not like the stipulation of a ksuba that when a man dies, he has to support his orphan daughters. So the right of an orphan daughter to collect a dowry from the deceased father is not like his responsibility to support them. So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rebbe, Parnasa ina ketanai ksuba. Parnasa is not like a stipulation of the ksuba. Mai ina ketanai ksuba. What does it mean it's not like a stipulation of the ksuba? In what way is the dowry not like the support? Says Gemara, I neima, if you're going to say the ilu parnasa, Tarfi mimishabdi, that a dowry you collect from karka. Utnai ksuba, but the daughter being supported by the father's estate, loy tarfi mimishabdi, is not collected from mishubadim. Maybe that's what it means, that parnasa is not like a tnai ksuba, because the tnai ksuba is not collected from mishubadim. My kamash malan, what's the chidosh? It happens every day, that we collect from Meshubadim for a dowry and we don't collect for Mezainos. That can't be what Rav Huna is saying when he said Parnasa ain't a Ketanai Ksuba. It can't be that Parnasa is not like Tanai Ksuba, because Parnasa you collect from Meshubadim and Tanai Ksuba you don't, because it happens every day. We don't need Rav Huna to teach me that. Elamai ve'ela, the ilu parnasa gavya nami mimetaltali. Maybe it's that a dowry you collect from movables, utanai ksuba, but support for the orphan girl, mimikarkoi gavya, she only collects from karka mimetaltali loy gavya. She doesn't collect from metaltalin. Maybe when it says parnasa, it's not like a tanai ksuba, parnasa, dowry you collect from metaltalin, and tanai ksuba, you don't collect from metaltalin. According to Rebbe. So in other words, maybe ilu parnasa gavya na metaltalin, tanak sumu kar gavya metaltalin, loy gavya. But the Gemara says that can't be, because the Rebbe Idi Vaidi Mikva Gavya. According to Rebbe, both a dowry and mezoinos you do collect from metaltalin. The Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa, Echa nechasim sheyesh la machrayis. Ve'echa nechasim yom lachayis. Both karka and metaltan. Maitzian lemazon ha'isha. We take out to support a woman. Ulavanais. And a daughter. So that means to support a daughter, we collect from metaltan. Divrei Rebbe. Says Gemara, Elamai parnasa ina ketanai ksuba. What does it mean a dowry is not like supporting a daughter? L'chedetanya ha'aymer al yazunu b'noisav minachasav. Sonu says, I don't want my daughters to be supported from my land. Ein shayman lai. We don't listen to him. But someone says, al yisparnasu b'noisav minachasav. I don't want my daughters to have a dowry from my property. Shayman lai. We do listen to him. Sha'a parnasa ina ketanai ksuba. Because a dowry is not like a tanai ksuba. Someone who says when he's dying, he doesn't want his daughters to be supported from his estate. We don't listen to him because that's meshubit to her, but tanai ksuba. But if he says, I don't want them getting a dowry, so the dowry is not like a choiv on him, like a tanai ksuba. It's instead a choiv on the yusaimim. But if the father commands that she shouldn't get, so then she doesn't get from the property. Okay, Rabbi Say, we'll hold it over here. Thank you very much. Have a magnificent evening and a wonderful Shabbos. Shkoyach, everyone.
Thank you.
Shabbos. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.